C1AP. Number 24B.
In the seven messages to the churches, he depicts for the necessity of his time that Christ translation and brings a message to the seven churches whereby he shows what each synonymous term brings out, but also shows what each synonymous term is uncovering in the human consciousness, and says, I have something against you. Everything that is not in line with the Christ, with the Word of God, that which is not in line with the Word of God, the Christ comes and uncovers it and asks you to overcome it. He that overcometh, he receiveth. And then tells him that he always will receive the ideas of the seven synonymous terms. So this is what he shows in the Christ order. There's just one little point to mention that we have seen, that though in those seven messages in the Christ order, the Revelator always uses the same layout, so to say, that he first says what the church has done good, what the church has done wrongly, and then says, and if you overcome that what is wrong, I give you the positive sense of the synonym. Except for one case, when it comes to spirit, to the Church of Philadelphia, which is the Church of Spirit, there he has nothing against the church. It is that church which he depicts really as the city four square. It is that church where he said, if I have it right here, that has the key of David, which openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth again. And he that overcomes, I will write on him the name of my God and of the city of my God. So that church of Philadelphia, the church of spirit, is that church which he could foresee that if we come as far in the Christ translation as spirit, that then we will really see the order of spirit, and that order of spirit will reveal the city four square, and we'll see that in the next hour, that if we begin with the order of spirit, with the key of David, that openeth, no man can shut us again, that will unfold and unfold until we see the city and until we have the name of the city, until we are the divine city, is that we are the divine infinite calculus. So, having shown the Christ order, and as I said, that has only taken three chapters, then comes really the bulk of Revelation. Then at that point, we come to Christianity. And this needs more explanation for him, just as it seems to need more explanation for the students we have. They catch more or less the word order quite nicely. Also, they get a nice tone of the Christ order, but they seem always to have more difficulty in getting the Christianity order. Here too, the Revelator now spends the next 15 chapters or so on the Christianity order and on demonstrating the Christianity order. What is Christianity as depicted mainly in Revelation? We have to see, the moment we come to Christianity, it's that enormous important point where we seem just to fail all over again and again. Day in, day out, we trespass on that Christianity order. It is the Christianity order that actually should be called the Christianity order. It has nothing to do with Christians, and what Christians do, it has to do what the Christ does with us. It's the Christianity. It's always the outcome, as she says, of the Christ idea. And the outcome of the Christ idea are not people, but the outcome of it are ideas, and therefore a universe of ideas. So that in the place of a people-ianity, we have a Christ-ianity. We have the true sense of man being born to us. The other important aspect of the of Christianity or Christianity, sometimes I forget to say Christianity, but we will always hear that I mean, when I say Christianity, I mean Christianity, Christianity shows and teaches us as mortals, as humans, to get out of the picture and not to evaluate anybody or any situation, person, place, or things as good and evil, but that the standpoint of Christianity demands that we trace back all that is good to God, principle, not to people, not to a situation, and that we trace everything that is evil back to animal magnetism, to the beasts, to the dragon in the Revelation, and not to people either, not to person, place, or things. This is a terrific simple view, but apparently a very difficult thing to live through day and night over the years. So that we have not the people universe, but an idea universe. But what kind of an idea universe do we have? And so the Revelator takes up first the vision of what constitutes really that idea universe, that Christianity. So in the first vision of principle, we have the introductory verse where it says, and the door was opened in heaven. You see, now you go back to heaven. The Jesus history is over, the seven messages to the churches is over. Now he says, and I turn, and therefore a door was opened in heaven, and a voice was saying as a trumpet, come up hither, come up, go higher to something new, get out of the Word and Christ order alone, and see there is something more to reality. I will show thee things which must be hereafter. So now at this point already the Revelator turns our thought to what must come hereafter, to that Christianity order that seems to give us so much difficulty to live. And so he first shows what constitutes really that universe of idea and depicts it through the Christianity order. But it depicts only, so to say, the word aspect of it, of that Christianity order, the word aspect, by depicting what is it all about, fundamentally. What are the constituents of that Christianity? And so he opens up that terrific vision in the Christianity order, which is principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love, and shows first as principle and says that there was one sitting on the throne. One was sitting on the throne. We go out from the one principle, which is the principle of the whole universe. And that one principle is a very clear principle. It then is shown That's one principle. Is a principle of metaphysics. And he depicts at the point of mind, he depicts scientific metaphysics, namely that what Mrs. Eddy afterwards has put into the chapter Recapitulation, on which she called it was scientific metaphysics, namely the 24 seats and the 24 elders sitting on those seats with crowns of gold on their head, showing that the pinnacle of Christianity, not the pinnacle of science, that the pinnacle of Christianity, of being able really to deal with Christianity properly, is presented in the 24 questions and answers in Recapitulation. These 24 questions and answers are all based on what the Revelator then shows at the point of soul, namely that he saw seven lamps of fire burning, which are the seven spirits of God. So he shows that those 24 elders, those 24 questions and answers, are based on something that is fundamental, on the first question, what is God, and the answer through the seven spirits of God, the seven synonymous terms. And those seven synonymous terms are burning like seven lamps. They are burning up everything that is unlike those seven synonymous terms. And that's what Recapitulation does, shows that it translates itself to the level of Christian Science, and on that level of Christian Science burns up all misconception about Christianity. Then it goes on and shows that those seven lamps are actually working in a fourfold calculus, namely that the seven synonymous term in the answer, what is God, have four terms in preceding the synonymous term, namely incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, that there are four beasts that are operating those seven synonymous terms, that there is a fourfold calculus at work. That's at the point of spirit that he shows that, and shows that those four beasts, where Christ, Christianity, and science, have three pairs of wings, six wings, three pairs of wings, and Mrs. Eddy showed those three pairs of wings as always showing each side of the four through word, Christ, and Christianity, but not through science, only three, and always as a pair, namely always from the standpoint of absolute Christian Science and Christian Science. Having depicted this big picture, the 24 elders fell down and cast their crowns down before the throne. They are now being answered through the chapter Recapitulation, one by one, so that every question is giving up their crown and fell down because they find an answer in the whole system. All this scientific metaphysics was said to be written in a book, so that it is the book of life. It is introduced that book was a book of life, but it had seven seals. We cannot just read it. We cannot understand it just by reading. It needs something more in order to break the seal. And so he began to see the book with seven seals, and no one was worthy to open it, until at the tone of truth one begins to see, but through the truth consciousness, through the Lamb consciousness, we can open it up. So a lamb was there that had been slain, who had those seven horns and the seven eyes. The lamb of the Christ has complete understanding, eyes, and complete power of demonstration, seven horns, and that Lamb was able to open and said, with the Christ consciousness, you really can open the chapter on Revelation, on recapitulation. And so the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb and sang a new song. We can hear that here for the first time she brings in the singing of a new song, here, so to say, as a promise that if we have the Christ consciousness, that we can open the whole book, all those 24 questions and answer, and glory and power was given to God and the Lamb. To God, to the Word, and to the Lamb, to the Christ. So that only when we have the Word and the Christ, then afterwards, through that understanding of the Christ, we can open the book and have really entry into heaven. So, can you see that through this, the Revelator only first presented what are the fundamental of a scientific Christianity, of a scientific universe of ideas, of the operation of those 24 questions and answers that give us the tools with which we can handle our life. So then we come to the next vision, the second vision of life, where we see that the Lamb was opening the seals one by one. What he was doing was actually first to give a vision of what this infinite one on the throne may be. Namely, to give first a vision, what are the seven synonymous terms? Up to now, the seven synonymous terms were not explained. But now, the seven synonymous terms are explained through their ideas. And so the Revelator goes through those seven synonymous terms and showing what are the ideas of the seven synonymous terms. He showed mind as the power of mind. He showed spirit as the order of spirit. He showed soul as the rule of soul, ruling over everything, burning up the tares, gathering the wheat. He showed principle really as the spiritual power of principle over false power, over personal sense. He showed the nature of life, as being eternal, as that which is not mortal life but lays down a mortal sense of life. He shows them as the sixth seal, that sixth seal which Mrs. Eddy says the opening of it has reference to the present age, has reference to science and health, has reference to what the textbook teaches, and shows in a rather large exposition the opening of the sixth seal, which depicts truth as what? As the calculus of truth bringing salvation to mankind, and gives the diagonal of the matrix as the Word as Word, Christ as Christ, Christianity as Christianity, and science as science, and says the 6,000 year period will uncover and reveal really to mankind the calculus of truth, the operational sense of truth. And then finally he shows with the opening of the seventh seal that love is a day of rest, that there was silence in heaven for half an hour. There was not silence for a long time, no peace for a long time, for eternity, only for half an hour, because we know that if we have analyzed God as what he is, the suggestion of error come up at once. So there is not peace for a long time. We will have to face the counterfeit suggestions. And so we get the next vision of truth with the seven trumpets of truth uncovering, so to say, what is the counterfeit of mind namely mortal mind, the counterfeit of spirit, namely the flesh, the counterfeit of soul, the bitterness of mortal thinking, the counterfeit of principle as false systems, the counterfeit of life is uncovered as mortal life. And then again, we come to the main point of truth, the sixth trumpet, which goes over a few chapters and includes the tenth chapter of Revelation, which Mrs. Eddy then takes up and interprets. It is showing that the nature of God as truth is uncovering what? Is uncovering, really, that disease is unreal. That disease has its cause not in God, that it has its cause in that breastplate, which he showed, which is the breastplate of fear, ignorance, and sin. That these are the main cause of that which strives to destroy men. And so, in order to bring the Savior to that, the Revelator shows that the book is now open, and if we understand that book, that's the 10th chapter, we will begin to realize the divine science, and that divine science contains within itself that angel which has 2 feet, one standing on the sea, the dominant power on latent error, and can handle latent error, and the left foot standing on the earth, which is handling visible error and audible sin. So that the vision is that the 6,000-year period of truth is showing the nature of God as truth, but as a book, as a science, as a divine science that contains the saving science of absolute Christian science and Christian science. And therefore, which says, if you eat that book, then with that book you can handle that false breastplate of fear, ignorance, and sin. Then, after that, we come to the seventh seal, where the nature of love is uncovering, really, that there is only one kingdom, that there is no such a thing as dualism, that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of God, of our Lord God, and so the temple of God was open, and you could see, really, the tabernacle of testimony in the temple. You could see the at-one-ment of God and man. And so in this way, through these trumpets, he revealed, actually, the unity of God and man as a fundamental proposition, from which then he goes out afterwards. But he also sees in between, within the tone of truth, the sixth trumpet, that 11th chapter in Revelation, which says, yes, truth uncovers error, it uncovers the true sense of being, but it says that has to be understood and not only believed into. So he has that chapter 11 where he said that it was given to him a reed like unto a rod to measure the temple and leave out what is without the temple. Don't measure evil, but measure the temple. Measure if you have a 3.5 or if you have 7. If you have only a 3.5, you are dead, and your body lies dead in the street of Sodom and Egypt. But if you go above the 3.5 to the second 3.5, then that will resurrect you. And then the 2 witnesses will be alive. Those 2 witnesses, which are Jesus and Christian Science, will come alive. They will be understood as what they are. And in this way, he depicts now the necessity for understanding the science of being. Then he goes on and comes to the vision of love, the fourth vision, with the God-crowned woman. There again, he presents that vision in the Christianity order. But when man compares the content of that Christianity order with that one which he had given in the first vision of principle as scientific metaphysics, then there doesn't seem to be any resemblance of it, because he presents now the Christianity order from another aspect than in the fourth, than in the vision of principle. There in the vision of principle, he said he just gives a statement of what constitutes really Christianity. And now, as he has shown how our kingdom has become the kingdom of heaven, and how heaven has been opened, and the tabernacle of God is open, and that we are one with that kingdom of God, then he naturally can say, now, you can give birth to the idea. It's not the one sitting on the throne that is presenting itself through scientific Christianity. Now you are, as idea, the woman. You are, as idea, that which can give birth to the idea of science. And so that whole vision shows how with a woman's sense, the woman's sense means that we see the unity of principle and idea, the correlation of divine principle and divine idea, the oneness of that divine principle and that consciousness, we can give birth to science. Because Mrs. Eddy said, the one born of the flesh, for the one born of the flesh, science must be at recovery. Woman must give it birth. So he depicts through the 12th chapter how to give birth to the idea of science. Thereby really explaining at large what she said in another chapter, that it was that Jesus' origin was divine science, which ushered him into human presence. And this is what we have to see, that our origin is divine science, that as woman, we have to give birth to that divine science and have to discover it, so that we discover the holy city, which includes divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science. And so in this way, he was presenting our standpoint of today. He says it has reference to the 19th century, it has reference to our age. What we have to do is really to give birth to this whole wonderful science.